Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, happy Wednesday to you. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. As he said, John Lopez, the OG right there. I'm Reginald Adatula. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos, and you rolling with us, like I said, on this Wednesday. A few ways to get involved with the program, and we love it when you do. The text line, 713-572-4610. Go ahead and put that in your phone, save it in, and text us all throughout the show and all throughout the day. We appreciate when you do that. Also, we have appreciation from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. John Lopez, how's your Wednesday going, man?
Man, it is going fantastic. I keep thinking about foods now, but we'll get to that at 1040. For sure. And
I love it. I love that we can do this because there's nothing that gets the people going like arguing about food. It's so inconsequential that it feels like you can lay away all of like your reservations and you could just go full hard at somebody and say that I hate you because you also because you don't like grits or whatever.
Right. When I hear the question of the day is a food related one, I'm like, oh, this will be an easy one.
I got this.
But now, let me just say, I'm going to put on your behalf, John. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened yet. I'm looking at the text page. The first son of a bitch that puts OG sauce on the text page.
Now it's going to be 70.
Yeah. I'm coming for them. I just want you to know, I'm taking all their numbers down, and I'm coming for them.
You're a good friend.
I'm an OG sauce enthusiast.
Yes. Do you need some? I got some more coming.
Yes.
All right. That's a good way to get that in there.
I felt like that was an off-air conversation that came to air, but whatever. This is a Wednesday here. The vibes, admittedly, all week long have just been significantly different because of Sunday.
Yes.
Really pivotal, that game, just vibes-wise. I think it stands to possibly be incredibly pivotal in this season, right? Mm-hmm. The hopes of playoffs became significantly bigger and larger than they would have been otherwise if you did not manage second biggest comeback in Houston Texans history on that Sunday. And so you look at the way that this goes, and I mean, that reshaped the season.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other games that you can look forward to that could do the same? 713-572-4610.
I think there will be at least another game that reshapes how we feel about this team.
Well, certainly. It feels like you're in such a precarious situation how you feel about this
team. A win or a loss.
Right. Either way, we could be back into pits like that, lickety-split, just off the strength of a particular game. Or you could be on top of the world if they manage to do this. So, yeah, maybe you could take this from either direction. But before we even get deep into this, I would like to go ahead and, on the front side of this, apologize, because you know what I'm doing right now? Looking past the Titans. That's what I'm doing, baby. I'm looking past the Titans.
Now,
to be fair, we will not entirely look past the Titans. At 1 p.m. today, we will go behind enemy lines, talk to our guy Ron Slay out there in Nashville. So we will take them seriously at that point. But right now, ain't nothing serious about them Tennessee Titans. Let's look past them, and I give you my blessing personally to do so.
Yeah, like you're right. That game, I don't think anybody can argue that game at least changed the way you look at this team, and I think it's not a stretch to say it changed the trajectory of this team. I think the answer to what other games down the road could do that, I think it's an easy answer, and maybe you're going to have two completely different answers. But to me, the Thursday night game against the Buffalo Bills at home is going to be much like the Jaguars. It's going to reshape how we look at this season. That's one. And then the other one is the second to last game of the year, the Chargers. The Chargers are a little onto something right now. Keep in mind, you humiliated them last year in the playoffs.
Sure did.
And that is still Jim Harbaugh out there. And then the biggest reason I think these two games are going to reshape the season is the Texans are realistically looking at a wild card.
Oh, right? Probably. I mean, unless the Colts collapse in a way that feels untenable for them right now with the way, like they're built somewhat sustainably. I understand that there's definitely some flaws in the way that they go about things, but they have a solid running game. We've known that for years with Jonathan Taylor, and it feels like they found some things when it comes to some of their defensive approaches to this.
And you know who else is realistically looking at a wild card? The Buffalo Bills. You know who else maybe is looking at a wild card? The LA Chargers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we just stop and appreciate that the Buffalo Bills with reigning MVP Josh Allen looking up at the New England Patriots?
Yeah.
And to be fair,
by two games,
it's only been a very short period of time where the Patriots were down bad. So don't see me crying for no Patriots fans or nothing. But like last year, that would not have felt like something that would happen.
But think about that. That Thursday night game, let's say they come in here 7-3, you're 5-5. All of a sudden you get a win over them. It knocks them down. You raise yourself up. They're realistically looking at, I mean, they're two games behind the Patriots right now. So they're realistically looking at, that's a team that you can maybe fight for that wild card. And the Chargers, they have 7 wins. So it's a little bit, they're still in the hunt for their division. But, you know, obviously, you know, the Broncos have the best record in the AFC. So I think the combination of those two teams, you played the Chargers, that's going to be a revenge game. You've beaten the Buffalo Bills in this building as well. And then on top of that, you got the wild card factor.
Right, and I think that let's start talking about this Bills game because I do think that that's a fair one. I'm trying to kind of bounce back and forth the reasons why and why not that might be the case. And one of the things that I immediately go to is that's a short week, right?
Yes.
How does the notion of it being a short week factor into this? Because I think you could, you know, I'm doing the thing where I try and create a mental pros and cons list of this. And I think that you might be able to try and find some excuses that, oh, well, it's a short week versus the Bills. Although you are at home. So those things.
I was going to say, not as bad as Buffalo. They're coming from Buffalo, New York on a short week.
That's right. So there's those portions of it. I also think that you mentioned, since you played them last year, there is kind of an interesting juxtaposition that you can put up year to year over year versus how you handle them, and particularly how you are able to handle Josh Allen, who last year, again, MVP caliber season, whether or not you feel like he should have had the actual MVP, that's neither here nor there. I don't think anybody could make the argument last season that Josh Allen wasn't phenomenal in his play, and you quite literally had probably the best performance against him of any team. This defense doesn't get any worse this year.
Right.
Although I guess they are strained when it comes to actual bodies back there. Now that you have MJ Stewart also lost for the season after, you know, sending away CJ Gardner-Johnson. We'll see where Jalen Petrie is concussion wise. But that also raises some questions. Are you able to take Josh Allen out of the game like you were last year? In part because that secondary also needs to be able to stand up in that same
game. Yeah, I don't know if you have any other games that jump out, but for me it was Buffalo and the Chargers. But the Colts, what if you can sweep them?
Well, I mean, there's a distinct possibility that you could just off the strength of winning Week 13 because Week 18 might be one of those things where it's a foregone conclusion for them. I think we both.
Well, I'm saying as if it's not a foregone conclusion.
I mean, if that's the case, that's awesome, right? Yeah. Like that because
you get them at home on the last.
Both weekend. Of those would be very important for you. I think that there it's probably more likely that
sure,
last game is a foregone conclusion.
It's not on my list at the top of my list,
but
anyway.
Still the strength of like going on the road in Week 13 when I think there'd still be somewhat in that place of trying to make sure that they solidify this. If you can go and humble them, I think that gives you a little bit of a confidence, especially looking at, as we've talked about a number of times, how there's not really a strength of the NFL right now. There's not really very many absolutes when you look at various teams. So yeah, I think that could be something that's telling. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you went to the Bills and the Chargers for particular reasons. I'm interested in the Chargers one for you because the Chargers that could be telling, but it also could not be. Like the Chargers are one of those teams that I don't know any given Sunday or Saturday or Friday.
You know. And that one is flexible. I should say.
I don't know what they bring to the table, and they are so up and down themselves. Where I don't know how much that'll tell you. Especially at that point, will we know? Will we feel like we know what this Texans team is by week 17?
Yeah, but at the same time, the Chargers are 7-3. You know, they are 7-3, and I know they have a couple of cupcakes, well, presumed cupcakes coming up. They got the Jaguars this week, and then the Raiders at home the week after that. I think just by default, they're going to have at minimum 9 wins, you know, when you face them. Because
the Chargers?
Yeah. So even if they're not at their best game, that's why I think it could be sort of a change the direction of the season type one game.
Is there any reason that you didn't go to, I think the obvious answer that I think some people will go to, being the Kansas City Chiefs, been a little bit of a boogeyman for you as a franchise, and then obviously like they're not a great team.
And they're definitely in the wild card hunt right now.
Right. Is there any reason why you didn't go with the Chiefs in your thoughts of which games could be pivotal or telling or what have you for this Texans team?
It could be. It absolutely could be by the time you play them, because that's after Buffalo and Indianapolis. And
yeah, but that's before the Chargers game that you were willing to put up here.
Before the Chargers game. But I think part of it for me is maybe I'm just respecting too much of what they're doing right now, that I see them making a run and not faltering. You know, maybe that's it.
So you feel like you lose to the Chiefs and you just go ho-hum. That's one of those things that happens.
At Kansas City, primetime game, Sunday night. All those things.
You know, one of the things that I keep thinking about with the Bills game, and you know I mentioned this yesterday, talking about that rushing performance you were able to put up against the Jags, how it's like success rate-wise, the single best performance that you've had since week one of last year versus the Colts, where that was just like a masterpiece of running the football. The Bills are M-A-L-O bad at stopping the run. We've had numerous people, including Nick Cayley, coming out flat out saying that their identity is being a tough physical team that runs the football. It's clearly at the foundation of what they believe this team to be offensively.
Yeah.
That's going to be real interesting to see to what degree of success can you find against a team that isn't good stopping the run, because I'm not certain that – I don't feel like this is a good running team.
Yeah.
As much as they believe that they want to be that, I think that will be interesting to see. I don't know if it'll be like a super telltale, but – if they don't get out here and absolutely just dog walk the Bills on the ground, I will have even more concerns about that run game.
And especially when you know D'Amico and Matt Burke kind of have the secret sauce with Josh Allen. You figure you're going to do okay against Josh. I mean, that's a bit bold statement, but you know they've had success against Josh Allen.
Somebody said from the 832, I think we can win out with Davis Mills. All right, thank you for that text. I appreciate it. Like
salute the Davis Mills family for the lot.
You ain't got to do that.
Yeah, man, salute.
Don't do that. He's got friends too.
You can win out.
He's got friends too.
That
got
to be family. That got to be family.
Win out, Figgy, blood. What he said.
But all of that starts with getting to 500 by getting a victory in Tennessee this weekend. We're talking about that as we continue to head towards the weekend. But you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. Giving away, like we are all week, a 4-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougars take on TCU next week. So keep a locked for that. But coming up next, Wallet Hub has released its list of best sports cities in America. Does this explain some of the questions that we've had about showing up to games here in Houston? Let's talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.